Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings. Celeste Cuffey here of Life and Power Consulting Services, where the mission is to reach, encourage, and motivate others to access and utilize their God-given talents and skills to create better families and communities. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do trust and hope that you are having a productive day. I trust and hope that you are having a positive day. And I certainly trust and hope that you are living a life empowered. Well, I'm so glad that you have joined me today. I am looking forward to sharing this information with you on today. The topic is very simply life learning, the what, the why, and the how of life learning. I'm sure that if you've kind of followed me, a little while throughout my career and throughout my training, you've probably heard that I have said that on two separate occasions, I went from being a full-time employee to a non-working person at all, meaning that I'd been laid off twice in my career. Now, those layoffs were not based on anything that I'd done other than the organization making some corporate changes in which they impacted me. But nevertheless, one of the things that I have to do and that I am teaching you and reinforcing that you do today is continue to be a lifelong learner, to learn, continue to grow. But now, what does it mean to be a life learner? It's really the ongoing, voluntary, and self-motivated pursuit of knowledge for either personal or professional reasons. And I would say personal and professional reasons. So, for example, if you are in a particular department and they are learning a new skill and you need to learn that skill as well, well, you're learning for professional reasons, but if you do not learn that skill and then you're out of a job, well, there is your personal impact because you will be impacted financially. Now, as I was preparing to share this topic, one thing that I was excited about is I got a chance to review the 7 Habits of of Highly Effective People by Franklin Covey, and what I realized is one of the things that he talks about is sharpening the saw. And that is what we're talking about today. And so again, life learning is the pursuit of knowledge continuously. And it's important because it enhances social inclusion. So you are able to be in a room with individuals and have a knowledgeable conversation about various subjects. It enhances personal development. You're better as a result of the knowledge that you have now achieved. And not only are you better and you're smarter, but that is something that no one can take away from you. Self-sustainability. When we talk about employment, when we talk about confidence in who you are, there is no secret, there is no question that knowledge is power. Competitiveness. Definitely, if there are two people applying for the same job, what makes you different from that other individual? That is critical. And then the last thing is the employability. Your ability to work in a competitive job market and be successful because of the knowledge that you have now attained throughout time. And when I talk about lifelong learning, let me also highlight that it is not just in the traditional classroom style academic sense. We can learn in several different ways, several different manners. As a matter of fact, in my first book, Looking Back, Then Moving Forward, as well as my third book, The Book of Extra, I was privileged and honored to learn through life. One of the things that I'll often say, and I believe, is that you can see a drunk person staggering outside of a liquor store, walking and staggering down the street, and you can learn what not to do from that person. So we can learn in very different ways, in very different arenas, in our personal, professional, at the gym. But what we have to do in order to become a life learner is be open-minded. Be open to learn the lessons. Be open to realize that You do not know everything. I do not know everything. And other people also have something to offer. And if you can take what they offer and you can put it with what you have to offer, think about it, process it, and then move from there, you are, at that moment, becoming an ongoing life learner. So there's not a day that should go by in the course of your life. There's not a day that should go by in the course of my life, in the course of a half a day, in the course of 4 hours, that we should not have had an interaction with someone or something that we did not learn and we did not grow. We have to continuously be open-minded and learn and grow. So what can you do to become a life learner? What are some things that you can do? So we talked about the what, being the life learner. We've talked about the why, because of the social inclusion, the competitiveness, the personal development, the self-sustainability, as well as the employability. So that's why we should be life learners. But how do we do it? There's so many ways to do it. And so today I am going to spend our last few minutes together talking about a few of those things. The first thing, as I highlighted, is the very first thing in order to even become a life learner, in order to be a life learner, the first thing that you have to do is be open-minded. But now once your mind is open and you're receptive to learning and to growing, what do? Ask questions. When you're in the presence of people, regardless if you think they're smarter than you or not, learn them. Learn about what they believe. Ask very open-ended questions. So what do? What caused you to go into that area? How does that impact you at the end of your day? How does that make you feel? What have you learned as a result of working in that field? Ask questions. Second thing I would say do is attend seminars and workshops. Again, learning doesn't have to be in the traditional 6-week, 8-week, full semester training, but attend a workshop, attend a seminar to be aware of what else is out there. These things that you're learning, they're really tools that will go into your personal toolbox to make you a better, smarter, wiser individual. Take advantage of trainings offered by your organization. We often say that we're too busy to learn, we're too busy to go to trainings, but the reality is that we're too busy not to. I cannot stress how many people that I am aware of that worked a job and worked a great job for several years, but their experience did not stay in alignment with what was happening in the organization. And so as a result, do something different. So take advantage of the trainings offered by your organization. Stay abreast of your craft. If you have learned how to strategically communicate in one way, you have to remember that there are several different audiences. So there might be other ways that you can also learn how to communicate. If you're communicating with younger people, for example, or if you're communicating with millennials, for example, versus the older, the more structured, the more seasoned, how do you learn how to interact with each group of people? Those are skills. Stay abreast of your craft. Read. Do not hesitate to read. Read, 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 and then read some more. I am a self-proclaimed lazy reader. I love to read, do not misunderstand me, but typically what I do is I will get a white paper or a summary of a book, and I will read through that. And if that keeps and piques my interest, then I move forward to purchasing and reading the entire book. As a matter of fact, because I am aware of the time constraints, published are fairly short books, simply because I want to make sure that we highlight what you need and enable you to keep moving, but definitely read. And if reading is something that you can't necessarily do, sit down and dedicate that time to reading, then pick up an audiobook. An audiobook is also something that I will listen to on my way back to work, back and forth to work, on my way back to running my errands, as opposed to listening to music. I use that time to listen to books, to learn, And then again, if there's something that's being said, that's being communicated, that really piques my interest and my attention, then I go back and I study and purchase the book and study using the book itself. Get to know people that are not like you. And we're still talking about becoming a life learner. And I hit on this a little bit earlier, but definitely get to know people that are not like you. If you are a younger person, get to know an older person. If you are an older person, get to know a younger person. If you are in one department, connect with someone that's in another department that does something completely different from what you do. If you're in IT, connect with someone in marketing, connect with someone in legal, just completely the opposite of who you are and what you know. Connect with those people because you're going to learn something from them if you are a life learner. So expand your circle of knowledge. Expand your circle of influence. Even if you have to, once a week, once a month, go to lunch with someone completely different that you would not have otherwise believed that you had something in common with, that you could connect with, and you can learn from. The other thing, and the last thing that I'm going to talk about today with regards to being a life learner, is challenging what you believe and why you believe it. So a lot of times we look for external things to challenge us. We look for external situations, experiences, people to highlight, influence, challenge our thought processes. But I would encourage you to spend some time challenging yourself. What do you believe and why? So I'm going to finish this topic on the what, why, and how of being a life learner with a quick story. So there are three generations of women, and the newer generation, the newest, so we'll call that the millennial generation, they were cooking for the holidays. And in cooking for the holidays, they were making a turkey. And this particular individual was always taught that the turkey should be sliced in half before you cook it. And so this millennial, this generation said, well, why do you do that? And so this individual called her mom and said, Mom, why do we cut the turkey in half in order to cook it? And the mother said, because that's what we were taught to do. That's what you do. That's what makes the turkey the best. So we have to cut it in half. And the daughter still, the newest generation, the millennial, still didn't really feel good about that. And so she went up to her grandmother and said, well, Grandma, why do we do what we do? Why do we cut this turkey in half in order to cook it? And they went on to say, that is just what we do. That is how I was taught to do it. That's how I taught you. So that is exactly what you should do. Yet challenging the why we do what we do. They took it one more level to the great-grandmother. And when she finally got to the great-grandmother and they're asking the question about why we slice it in half in order to cook it, the moral of the story or the reason why they cut it in half was because at that time, the stove was too small to fit a whole turkey. And so that's why I'm saying that we have to challenge what we believe as well. And why? Because it could have been a legitimate reason at that time, but is no longer a challenge for us in this time. So do not hesitate to challenge what we believe and why. It doesn't always mean we're going to change, but do not be afraid to even ask yourself questions. So thank you. That is the topic for today on the what, why, and how of life learning. So thank you so much for joining me on today's podcast. For more information about Life and Power Consulting Services and the services that we offer, do not hesitate to contact me at 414-939-5327 or visit my website at www.celestecuffey.com. That's www.celestecuffey.com. Thank you so much again, and have a wonderful day and live a life empowered.